So we don't know what was the cause or the reason between this chariot race between the prophet Elijah and King Ahab. But we know that usually when you're king, when you are the top person, the top dog, you have the best, right? And kings back in those days would have the best chariot, the best horse, right? The best of everything. But somehow the prophet Elijah won the race. So it's kind of like the Old Testament version of NASCAR, right? Or street drag racing. And this somehow unknown guy won and beat the best guy out there. Amazing, right? But what led to that as well is that before that, we see that all of a sudden the rain came. But through the intercession of the prophet to God, God granted the rain, not according to Baal, which is the pagan god of storms, right? God is the one who's in power, and God was the one who listened to the people's prayer, and God was the one who answered those who were in need of him. So let's go back to that theme of how much do we trust in God instead of natural elements or human power, human ability, human achievement, human quantifiable goods, or according to what we understand or what we know. Do we trust in God enough in order to him to be at work, or do we trust on quantifiable and humanistic or worldly goods? Huh? So, which leads us toward Matthew today. And the Gospel of St. Matthew, the Lord really challenged us to not just keep the letters of the law, but to keep the spirit of the law, the spirit of the law that's based on love, right? And not just, oh yeah, I didn't break the commandments, I didn't do anything wrong. But have you ever seen people who are the biggest jerks but never done anything wrong according to the law, right? We're being held to a deeper standard of charity, the charity that comes deep from within. And that's why the Lord said today, if you call your brother a fool, you will be liable to the fiery Gehenna. Gehenna was the place in Jerusalem where people throw their trash out. So imagining, right, the maggots, the worms, all of the nasty stuff that come with refuse, right? So when we have hatred or lack of love for our brothers and sisters, those things festering deep within us, they're eating us alive, just like trashy stuff, right? So we have to ask ourselves, when we lack that love, that charity for our neighbor, what is really killing us deep from within? That's why the Lord teaches us that if we have anything wrong with our brothers or sisters, and before we go and offer our sacrifice, we should try to reconcile first, which is hard, right? But this is what we're called to do as Christians, as believers, as people of faith, so that the love of God triumphs, the love of God wins, instead of just our own human standards.